Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 3rd, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Germany launches Code DE Lab. xAI clones voices quickly. OpenAI enables default ad tracking. Oscars bar AI performances. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. Germany has launched CodeDE Lab, a central cloud portal combining Copernicus, national and commercial satellite data, with built-in processing. It unites CodeDE and EO Lab under a joint plan from the Federal Ministry of Research and the Federal Ministry of Transport, funded with about 16 million euros and implemented at the German Aerospace Center, DLR. By running computation where the petabyte-scale data sit, the platform avoids internet transfer bottlenecks and enables AI workflows already used to spot forest damage, map protected areas, monitor dams, and analyze floods. CloudFaro supplies the infrastructure. Urbetho CF provides management, support, and training. Access is free for eligible institutions. xAI will let users clone their voice from about 1 minute of speech and says the voice model is ready in under 2 minutes for text-to-speech and voice agent APIs. For security, the service requires a two-step check. Users read a passphrase matched in real time, then the system compares voice features across recordings to confirm the speaker. xAI says that prevents cloning from existing recordings or other people's voices. A new voice library includes over 80 voices in 28 languages, and cloned voices come at no extra cost. Custom Voices follows Grok speech-to-text and text-to-speech APIs and Grok Voice ThinkFast 1.0 model, which xAI says supports Starlink customer support.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. OpenAI has turned on marketing cookies by default for free ChatGPT users. An email from the 30th of April says the company will share limited data, cookie IDs, and email addresses with advertising partners to advertise on platforms such as Instagram. OpenAI spokeswoman Taya Christensen says chat contents are not shared. Wired found the setting was automatically active on two free accounts, but not on paying users. In the ChatGPT app, under Settings, Data Controls, Marketing Privacy, disable the option. That control is not yet available in Germany. OpenAI has run ads in ChatGPT since February to monetize users, and Google is experimenting with ads in AI tools.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced new rules that make AI-generated actors and scripts ineligible for Oscars. Only performances credited in a film's legal billing and demonstrably performed by humans with their consent will qualify. Screenplays must be human-authored, and the Academy can request extra information about a film's AI usage and human authorship. The changes arrive amid real-world examples. An independent film using an AI-generated version of Val Kilmer, recurring headlines about an AI actress named Tilly Norwood, and the rise of new video models worrying filmmakers. AI was a central sticking point in the actors and writers' strikes in 2023, and at least one novel has been pulled over apparent AI use.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.